part three of Interview with Bob Ciccarello, show promoter, already in progress. You've got your own promotions, and it's not just one show in the UK, in London. You've got a whole series of shows, and your wife's there, I think, at the moment, working on the show. You're, what, 23 days out?
Yeah, she's working with the with our UK team, and we're just a few weeks out at this point. Yeah, there's been a tremendous amount of work that's been put into this, and I took it full on with a great opportunity, which, you know, was given to me by Jim and Robin Chang. You know, and I know, I'm glad he had the trust in me to take on such a huge undertaking. We have four shows slated for 2018 in the UK. We have March 10th and 11th, which is coming up, the Royal London Pro. We've got the London City Championships, along with the two IFBB shows, in June 23rd, 24th. August 19th, I believe, we have in pencil. We're just waiting on the facility. For that show, the UK Championships. And then October 6th, we're looking at an amateur Olympia to be putting on.
So we've got
four big ones slated out there. They're all IFBB Pro League qualifying events. So we'll be crowning new pros. We've also got, pro competitions with it. You know, so we've got the women's physique and classic physique at the first one. Then we have bikini and board shorts at the second one, and then we go from there. And then I've got two here. One upcoming in Houston. That's a big one. First show of the season in Texas. March 24th in Houston. And I just signed on for a new one right here in Atlanta, December 1st. So at the end of the year. So I got six shows.
On multiple continents here. Is the Amateur Olympia on October 6th, is that going to be in London as well?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be in London. Actually, we're just securing a different venue than the one we're in for this first show. I think we're gonna we had to look for a bigger venue, you know, to accommodate such a huge undertaking. So, and we'll see where it goes from there. I mean, we may add on to this, next year down the road. And, you know, we've had conversations with other people about bringing the big shows there. So, but this is a great opportunity for these athletes to finally get their just due.
Right.
And, you know, you have a fair and equitable chance at competing. You know, if you actually win, you actually get your pro card. Again, there's no protocol. There's no, you don't have to write a letter to us. You know, we will present it to you right on stage. You're in. You know, again, there's no questions about it. That's gone a long way. Again, open borders, open to anybody, any amateur.
You had the website for the Royal London Pro. You had that up, I believe, in December, didn't you? You had it up. You've been working on this
quite
a while.
This has been in the works for some time. You know, obviously I'm privy to, you know, more info than most. So when I knew that we were going a different direction than the amateur, presented some opportunity, at which I hopped right on.
Well, and I think I just
figured it's a natural good time to, take my expertise, years in this business, and kind of take the next chapter of my life, which is to move into more promotions. And, you know, I'm still going to MC, obviously, the big shows. I've given a lot of it away to other MCs, things like that, kind of help them out. But, it's time to move on with, bigger and better and things that are going to change. It's literally changing the history of bodybuilding.
Exactly.
It's exciting. You've got new pros that are going to be coming out, with our shows. And we've taken on, let me tell you something, this first show in March, I mean, we'd be lucky if we break even. And that's by design, actually. Because there's a lot of expenses we've chosen to take because we feel it's the right thing to do to set this right from the start. I'm shipping in five judges from America to judge this, including Tyler Mannion and Gary Udith. And so we've got some good judges coming in there. And the reason that we did that was simple. I made a promise to these athletes out there when I went over there. I did some press conferences earlier in the year that the stuff was so corrupt, the judging was so slanted. Trainers, gym owners, things, just all these people on these panels that were just working with people that they were judging, things like that, that they don't think they can get a fair shake. And I promised them, I says, look, the one thing I'm going to promise you is this. I will incur the cost. I will bring five U.S. judges over who have never seen you. You've never seen them. They don't know who you are, where you train, who you train with, what team you're with. They don't know nothing about nothing. I give that to you as my gift because I want you to stand on that stage and look down and know that you will be judged on your physique and only on your physique. So, but I'm bringing over everybody. I've got my buddy Kevin Martin and his wife Wendy do all the big stuff down in Texas. I'm bringing them over for the check-in process and all that, the expediting. We're bringing our brand over to there. We're not integrating anything. We are bringing our brand over to the UK.
The breakdown, how does it work? Essentially three shows in one. You've got a novice show that's not a qualifier, then a qualifier, and then the pro show, like you mentioned, with women's physique and classic physique.
It's a two-day event, so it's spread out nice. We're in uncharted waters on a lot of this, John. We don't know if we're going to get 300 athletes or 1,300 athletes. We have no clue. Hopefully it's closer to 1,300. For all considered. Yeah, we don't have any idea. I mean, and I think the shows, I think there's a lot of people on the fence still, that I think the June show will be double. Whatever this is, June will be double.
Sure.
Because people will see that we put our money where our mouth is. I made no promises that weren't kept. I just put out a post last week with the five American judges' name. So, we do what we say we're going to do. I'm not messing around. This isn't what they're used to. It ain't going to be the same old when they get there. Oh, man, it's the same judges as we used to have here. It's just a matter of coordinating and putting it all together, over a two-day span. We do it here all the time, so it's not a big deal.
And you didn't just take a pencil out, put a dot on the map, and it happened to be in London.
Correct.
You're trying to develop the market in that area.
Well, I'm actually going over there. This week coming up, actually, in 4 days, I'll be over there for a mini tour of a bunch of gyms that we selected. So I'm going to go over there. I'll be over there for 4 days. We're hitting two gyms a day, I think, in all 4 days. So, it's literally like a tour. People can ask questions. They like to see that I'm there and I'm active and I'm not just over here and I show up on game day.
Right.
I'm very involved. My partner's over there, obviously. That's why it's in the UK. And we're doing things, a little bit unique. Not only are we bringing our brand there, but we've got an opportunity. The way we have it structured, John, the amateurs that win, we've got two pro divisions represented on Sunday. It's a Saturday and Sunday show on Sunday. And that is women's physique and classic physique. The winners of the amateur classic and women's physique will be eligible to compete on Sunday as a professional.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's a true pro-am in that respect, which I always thought was cool. I always thought that's something we could do here. We'll look at something like that in the future. But it is in place there. They will get their pro card. Somebody will get their pro card on Saturday night, and they can step on stage as an IFBB pro on Sunday night. Okay. And we had that happen in Kuwait when I was over there doing that show. The guy who won that, he competed in all three. He ended up winning his pro card. And then he won the pro show. So the guy who won I'm pretty sure it was men's physique.
Right.
He went from being a nobody, in the afternoon to getting his pro card in the evening to qualifying for the Olympia at night. I can't remember who it was, but I tell you what, this kid was beside himself. Like I say, he went from being a zero to hero in 24 hours. He's going to the Olympia this year.
Like your calendar, you've got posing seminars this month that are set up for various IFBB pro athletes.
Yeah.
You're actually trying to develop the circuit there. And
It's not a small undertaking. Like I say, we're literally putting it on the map over there. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it right. It doesn't cost anything to go to these seminars. It's free. We are literally building the brand. And we like people to come and try it, come and see it. Mm-hmm. We've invited anybody we can to come and listen. If you don't want to compete in March, that's cool. Come and check it out as a spectator and enter one of the other shows. But, you're going to see that what we say is what we do.
Right.
There's no bullshit. There's no smoke screen. There's no, they promise all these things and none of it came true. No, zero. I'm 10 for 10. Whatever that is. I say, listen, is it cheap to fly over five American judges and expediters? No, it's not. It's literally costing me thousands and thousands of dollars to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it because it sets the tone, not only for the rest of the year, but for the future, as this is what we're all about. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. We will earn your business because we're 100%, because we're truthful, because we don't play games. We don't, again, that judging is the judging. Whatever it is. There's no concerted efforts to do anything. We don't know any of these people. These judges have never seen these competitors in their lives, ever. Mm-hmm. They have no history with them.
I know there's been some dust-ups as far as, you might use a judge that was over here and you shouldn't use any judges because y'all are saying the whole brand is evil or something. You are willing to work with existing judges that maybe are there on the ground.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just normal stuff, right?
The idea isn't for me to go broke. I'm willing to put this out you know, to get this ball rolling and to show these people. But we're also integrating people from there. I know people like to think of us as the pompous Americans. You know, we're above. We're going to show you how to do it right. No. It's got nothing to do with that. No. You know, we have people over there, and they've already had people that have been given judges' cards, you know, over the last shows, the first one being in Italy and some of these other competitions where they, you know, they got people test judging. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're test judging to see, you know, obviously if they make the grade and all that. So listen, I don't want people that were part of the problem. I want people that were part of the solution.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, there are some good people over there that did not agree with what was being done and what was going on, but they had no other choice.
Exactly.
You know, there are some good eggs that were in there that, like I say, quite frankly, they, you know, they had to kind of put up with whatever was going on. You know, some people have chosen to want to come with us and to be a part of what we got going on, and they're very grateful for that.
Right.
So, yeah, we are absolutely going to integrate. What I'd like to do is integrate one judge from the UK every show that we have, you know, so that we have a diverse panel. And eventually they learn our system of judging because it is a little bit different. And that's fine. You know, I have no issue with that. But for anybody to insinuate that we've got, well, of course we're going to have judges from the UK. Why wouldn't we?
Sure.
And, by the way, in other areas, John, there's judges from France, from Spain, from Germany. They're collectively, there'll be, you know, be a rainbow coalition of judges on every panel, you know, moving forward as we go.
Right, and as the IFBB Pro League circuit in Europe grows, are y'all looking at putting on any shows in Ireland? I know Muscle Contest has a show coming up in Ireland. I didn't know if maybe y'all were doing one as well.
Tamer and Brian Bullman are putting on a show in Ireland. So we're everywhere.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
And is the format going to be the same for the London City Pro in June as well as the UK Pro Championship?
Pretty much. They'll all pretty much run the same format. I mean, listen, we'll make changes as we see fit. I mean, listen, if I don't have to do a two-day show, I certainly wouldn't. Okay. You know, it's another double the cost. I see that it doesn't warrant having a two-day adventure, then certainly I'll put it to one. You know, so we'll make changes as we go. There's going to be some adjustment period. You know, it'll take a year or so to get things set and to build an infrastructure, you know, of regional shows and qualifying. You know, right now it's just wide open. You know, we're accepting anybody.
Okay.
You know, they don't have to join the federation or anything like that. You know, that'll all be implemented as we go down the road. So right now we just want people to, you know, come and experience what we put on and see the differences.
I was curious about that, if you were looking at possibly doing regional sorts of events in the future, but I guess that only makes sense in the future is to...
Yeah, you have to, literally, when you're starting in where we are, you have to start it from the top down.
Right.
There's no way to start it from zero. You know, you have to kind of do what we're doing, which is you start at the top and you implement regional and local and, you know, as you go. So, you know, there'll be other promoters that we pick up. There'll be other, you know, people that put on shows and things. And,
right. Well, we appreciate the time you spent with us, Bob, discussing all things bodybuilding. You're a great resource and look forward to having you back on to, if there's anything we can do to share the message, any way we can help support you in, you know, any way, shape, or form, always happy to. You're a great resource. How can people contact you? What's the Voice of Bodybuilding promo for the Royal London Pro and all things Bob Chick?
Well, overseas, it's 2BPEvents.com. It's 2BP, as in two bros pro, events.com. And then here on this side of the pond, it's bobsnpcshow.com. Real easy.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Looking to lose weight, gain muscle, lean out, bulk up? Well, I do it all. Personalized service, detailed workouts, and most of all, results. So, you have an upcoming wedding, cruise, class reunion, or just adopting a healthier lifestyle, hit me up. I'm at Travalis@gmail. Or on social media, Instagram, IFBB Pro, Travalis Blunt, or Travalis Blunt on Facebook. Hop in my DM or message me.
When I'm not on stage competing against the very best bodies in the world, I also have a 9-to-5 job, and staying on meal plan can be a challenge. I turn to Pro Prep Meal Plan. Whether you're looking to lean out and lose weight, build muscle in bulk, or simply maintain a healthy lifestyle, Pro Prep Meal Plan is the answer. Servicing Alabama and bordering states. Look for them on Facebook and IG. Pro Prep Meal Plan.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hot Spot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit hotspotcompetitiontanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really been focusing on and trying to bring up this season is my middle back, my rhomboids. Shout out to Dr. Green over at Performance Driven Chiropractic here in Orlando, Florida. If you're in need of any work, guys, go ahead and pop in. Tell them that Travalis Blunt sent you. They are literally chiropractic savants. You just simply have to describe the problem. You know, they kind of get to touching and feeling around and instantly find it and diagnose it and get you on the right track. And they've made me better in a matter of weeks. So I'm sure they can help you also. But I needed for my rhomboids to pop. And, you know, they've been working with the scraping and some cupping and all of these different procedures to really, you know, help me to be the best that I can be. So, yeah, if you're ever in need of any work, go and holler at Dr. Green over at Performance Driven.